From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Gospel program. This is our first program of 2002. We look forward to another year of presenting Christ over the airwaves. I will be turning to Mark chapter 10, the verses 28 to 31, in just a moment or two, for what will be, most likely, our last look at these verses. We have been considering Christ's promise of compensation for those who suffer loss in his cause. May I remind you of our program tonight? It's at 9 o'clock. We will be featuring a new testimony, that of Mrs. Jean Graham of Banbridge. Now, her story is a solemn and sad warning against backsliding. As usual, we offer a free tape of her full testimony to anyone who contacts us. Please listen in then tonight at 9 o'clock. But now, let's read from Mark chapter 10, the verses 28 to 31. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. May God bless his word to our hearts. Let's have some music. It's the Jubilee Choir of the Free Presbyterian Church, and they're singing, Master, the Tempest is Raging.
Thank you.
Returning once again, please, to the verses we read earlier, Mark chapter 10, the verses 28 to 31. We've spent a little time on these verses simply because they are very unusual verses. They contain a most astounding promise made by Christ to his disciples. It's a promise that has to do with his undertaking for those who may lose as a result of owning the Savior and standing up for him. Far from Christ promising his people a rose bed to lie down in and be carried in gentleness all the way to heaven, he clearly indicates here that they may well run into serious trouble. But if they do, he will look after them. The Lord Jesus Christ stirs up the hearts of his people in times of trouble, so that with a greater measure of tenderness and a greater measure of concern and love and charity, they look out for one another. The unselfish example of the Lord Jesus Christ in his love toward his people is set before the Corinthians as a means of encouraging them to help their less well-off brethren. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and the verse 9, Paul says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made rich." John the Apostle in 1 John chapter 3, the verse 17 and 18 says, "But whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up the bowels or the heart of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." Thus, by this means, the Lord Jesus compensates those who suffer loss for his sake and the gospel. I suppose the story of Job, from the oldest book in the Bible, provides us with the best illustration of this truth. You remember what Job lost. He lost his health, he lost his wealth, he lost his standing. But it says in Job chapter 42, the verses 10 to 12, that the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he had prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then came there unto him all his brethren, and all his sisters, and all they that had been of his acquaintance before, and did eat bread with him in his house, and they bemoaned him, and comforted him over all the evil that the Lord had brought upon him. Every man also gave him a piece of money, and every one an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, twice as many, 6,000 camels, twice as many, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, twice as many, and 1,000 she-asses, twice as many. I want to show you in these verses in Mark's Gospel that the Lord Jesus pays out compensation not once, but twice. For he says in verse 30, "But he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life." You not only get paid in time, you get paid in eternity if you suffer loss for the Lord Jesus. What a glorious master the Savior is. Notice the little phrase, "with persecution." Verse 30. "Whatever is given us of this world's goods, by the hand of God, they come with trouble." In this world, prosperity cannot be divorced from difficulties. Solomon wisely prayed, "Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Don't allow me to experience extreme poverty, and don't allow me to experience extreme riches. Both of them are dangerous territories." Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 6, the verses 6 to 9, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Let's be content with whatever portion Christ gives us. Let our conversation be without covetousness, and may we be content with such things as we have. For the Lord Jesus has said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. To have Christ's presence and blessing is the greatest possession of all. I hope that you have that possession. Do remember our program tonight. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.